The Stations of the Cross, a devotion in poems. The first station. Pilate judges Jesus. Who holds the sword of Rome, the empire's sway? Determines puppet kingdoms, who shall rule? Which gods to worship, where and how to pray? What lives to cast adrift this ship of fools? Seated upon this pavement, judgment waits, about to etch his name in history. Your king? He asks the object of their hate, unsettled by this silent mystery. Here is the truth. But what is truth? He cries, and hides behind the relativist fraud, the war between objective truth and lies, pagan deceivers and the one true God. Buck passed, hands washed, to Calvary he brings, the final judge of all, and King of Kings. The second station, Jesus takes up his cross. How light it hangs around your neck and sparkles in the noonday sun, this engine of man's cruelty, death row's own sacred jewellery, the crossroads of eternity, the shadow over Calvary, where victory was won. No silver in his hands he bears, but heavy, splintered, rough-hewn wood. Into his shoulder carves the groove no resurrection can remove, the wounded corpus that will prove the sacrifice that is God's love, this Friday we call good. The third station. Jesus falls for the first time. We, the sin-sick, sorry heirs of Adam's fall, watch this man of sorrows go the way he must. Look down from rooftops on this checkerboard of fate, this boiling cauldron of satanic hate, this poison tide of evil in full spate, where history's pawns reduce the king to mate, this beaten saviour toppled in the dust. Sprawled in the street, this second Adam fallen, flung earthward by God's love and mankind's sin, whose weight upon the gallows he will bear, this dust that made all dust, returning there, Moriah, where the Son of Man was spared, this thicket where the sacrifice is snared, beyond the gates of death, to victory win. The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. And has it come to this, blessed mother of the manger child, that we should meet upon this road of death, and you should dare to hold me in your arms, as once, so long ago, you did in flight, sought refuge from these self-same swords now drawn to hunt me down and pierce your very heart, as Simeon foretold in temple years gone by. This is the long road home on Sorrow Street. You brought me here, now you will see me hence, to scaffold's foot, and, from despite of hell, the rusted bolts of heaven's gates blood-loosed, hold me again, and I shall lift you high, as down all ages yet to come, you will present me still to worlds as yet unborn. The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene. We beat him senseless half the night, thorn crowned him at the break of day. The Jew has staggered, stumbled, fallen. Ah, now we need a strongish bloke. Grab that big Jew to bear his weight and walk with him his lonely way. Libyan? Perfect. A black-arsed Jew. A last imperial racist joke. And so from out the crowd I took my place, shouldered the fallen beam. Each step an agony for him, I saw the faces of mankind that lined death row and wept or jeered or silent stood as if in dream. He staggered still, the loss of blood, parched, torn, delirious and blind. I saw the world as only he could see, loves, hates, indifference. I walked with him where no one else has walked, and paid sin's bloody price, to summit bleak where scorching sun and racking pain brook no pretence, and watched him hang and rock and gasp and bleed and promise paradise. Now in my dotage with my sons at mass in the community, I feel the cross and once more walk beside the Lamb of Calvary. The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Risks the sword's points, sharp jeopardy of spears, breaches the crowd wall, stops the procession, heart of compassion for this dying man, kneels in the dust and wipes the face of God. Down all the ages, image imprinted, sister of mercy to brother of man, the very icon by which name we know her, hands on the cloth to all who will follow. The way of sorrows is still filled with pain, injustice tortures still at Satan's whim. The crack in humanity's indifference leaves history's room for each Veronica, who seek no glory nor this world's reward, enough to wipe the face of her dear Lord. The seventh station, Jesus falls for the second time. The stumbling wreck of humankind, the airless press, the gaining sun, the narrow street, the pulsing crowd, to see the execution done. Blood-blind, shaking, legs gone, wobbles, parched, broken, down he goes again, clown-like, flailing on the cobbles, a beaten fighter, hooked on pain. The soldiers wait for him to rise for this political charade. On battlefields they'd end it now, death their familiar stock in trade. To rise, to fall, to rise for men who shall not pass this way again. The eighth station, the women of Jerusalem. Howl as the siege engine of Titus breaches the ancient city wall, puts to the sword your precious children, scream as the sacred temple falls. Weep at the coming devastation, mourn for the life beyond recall. In these stone clefts press prayers of exile, this solitary remnant wall. Sob as another son of David falls to the empire of the sword, The cry for freedom and salvation has won its regular reward. Hearts in the cradle, wake begun, keen the death of each mother's son. The ninth station. Jesus falls for the third time. Dust thou art, and unto dust, so runs the Lenten roundelay. We are the debris of dead stars, so long ago, so far away. Yet animated by the word and spirit breathed, and then by Christ, allowed the husbandry and fruit of all but one in paradise. In dust the Lord kneels as before, him who alone should be adored, upon unyielding earthen floor, and cherubim put up their sword. The cross in view, the hill awaits, who holds the key to Eden's gates. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. Strip down the altar, strip down the sacrifice. Death is not enough, we needs humiliate. Naked you came here, naked you return. What holds you, binds you, are not your mother's arms. Dice for the seamless, signal of unity, whose beauty we see but your faithful will rend. Rags of poverty, robes of majesty. Truly at the last we hail the Son of God. Spear of Longinus will pierce the heart of God. The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. Kind of Pilate to flog him and have him nailed up too. They both increase the blood loss and leave death less to do. The shattered wrists won't haul him up for another breath to gasp some words of comfort from suffocating death. The ankles, bust and bleeding, on which no man can stand to look across the valley and see the promised land. Here, on Mount Moriah, they slew the Son of Man. The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. The demons squeal in ecstasy at this dark triumph of their rebel Lord. Into the hands of death surrendered is the heir of all and God's own Son, who gambled all upon this hilltop sacrifice to save the Son of Man. Fell halls of hell re-echo to the jeers at love and mercy now undone. Beneath the broken corpus weep the faithful few, hopes dashed and future fled. Courtiers of this their sovereign lord, so cruelly crowned and kingdom never come. King shepherd, scattered flock, abandoned God, passes the portal of the dead. The light of light extinguished, and the word that spoke creation, now struck dumb. The noontide sun wears widow's weeds, caparisoned in midnight's deepest black. God's firstborn son is sacrificed, the freedom lamb on this Passover moon. The temple's curtain ripped, the sanctuary exposed, the presence self-removed. Across the ancient valleys and Mount Olivet, deep stirring in the tombs. All bleak on earth, whilst fools stand stunned in Satan's rotten maw of death and sin, by cross condemned, God's life, invincible in Christ, begins the harrowing. The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. Was it for this the angel overtook me and bade me bear this last of David's line? Was it for this the shepherds came rejoicing, the star-led chieftains knelt before his sign? Was it for this the old man in the temple cradled him close and spoke of my heart's grief? We fled the swords of Herod into exile, long years of exile and the struggle of belief. Was it for this, obscurity returning, the long and weary way, the gospel road, this sorrow's path, this hill of sacrifice, pierced side from which salvation's blood has flowed? Serene marble Pieta? None, but keening wild, the mother holds the body of her only child. The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. Into a stranger's grave, a borrowed tomb, the remnant of salvation's hope is laid, wrapped in a linen shroud, the head bound tight. The agony is ended here, the price is paid. Relaxed in death, the mortal man lays down. Defeat and dereliction hold the ring, in darkest night, which never has a dawn, bleak winter which will never welcome spring. Here the place where time has ceased to matter, matter degrades, resolving into dust. Decay, triumphant in death's lonely realm, corrodes eternity with time's cruel rust. This vault yet changed the destiny of man, for where it seemed to end, it all began.